This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
His success playing in Chicago came to a bitter end with a trade to Philadelphia, but Mike Ditka still had brighter days ahead. This is the Ditka Diaries.
What went wrong in that brief period in Philly? Why didn't it work out?
Well, we were a horrible football team. We were bad. And I couldn't add anything to it.
You know, I was again reading just about your time in Philly, and you said it was a low point in my life. I was injured and I really drank a lot. I almost killed myself drinking. Do you remember, was it the injuries or what was it?
I didn't like the person I was. And when you do that, you try to hide. So I tried to hide with alcohol.
What didn't you like about the person you were?
Well, I guess, to be honest, I didn't like the way I handled adversity, and I didn't handle it very well.
What did it impact, the drink? Did it impact your performance?
It impacted this. It got me to the Cowboys, and the Cowboys resurrected my career.
Traded to Dallas in 1969, Mike Ditka's career would find a resurgence once again under the mentorship of a coach, this time Tom Landry.
I didn't know that much about the Cowboys at that time. I think we only played them one time when I was with the Bears. And the best thing that ever happened to me was meeting Tom Landry.
How come?
He made a man out of me. He taught me to quit making excuses and do what I was capable of doing. He provided an opportunity for me, and I played well for him.
Yeah, you played very well for him. Do you think you played well for him because you respected him, or what was it?
Because of him, his coaching, and I respected him. He told you what he expected of you, and you had to do it. That's all it was. The teams that win, they win for a reason. It's either because great leadership or great players. And if you got both, good luck.
After three seasons in Dallas, Mike Ditka announces his retirement as a player, opening the door to a life of coaching.
Coach Landry said, have you ever thought about coaching? I said, not really. He said, well, I'd like you to think about it. And so I thought about it, and so I went back and said, Coach, I'd like you to take a job with you coaching. He said, okay, you're going to coach the special teams and the tight ends. And that's what I did.
Early on, when you're just figuring out coaching, what was the toughest part?
The discipline part of it.
Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me. You're so disciplined.
I gotta ask players to do things that sometimes I didn't do. You know, I have to show a lot of discipline in my coaching and my career if I wanted to be a successful coach. So I became a lot better person. I did the right things for the right reasons.
It's got to be an amazing feeling to feel like Tom Landry has taught you everything that you know.
Well, he did. Not only about football, but about life. He's a great man.
You wrote George Halas a letter.
Yeah.
Was the letter about?
I said, if you ever hire a coach, I said, I would like you to consider me. I said, I'm very happy with the Cowboys. Coach Landry has been very good to me.
You clearly now have some confidence. Like you believed that you could be a head coach. If you're going to write that letter to George Halas.
Oh yeah. I believed I could be a head coach. No question about that. I wrote that and didn't hear anything probably for about a year. And then I got a call.
George Halas calls you and says he wants to hire you to be the coach of the Bears?
He wanted me to come and talk to him.
Did it take much convincing?
No, I think he wanted to hire me. He wanted to have a Bear coach in the Bears. He said, what do you want to do? I said, I want to coach the Bears to the championship. I said, okay.